There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights, and she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now. All right. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc on the Transformation Network. I'm Mark Anthony, JD, Psychic Explorer, and my amazing co-host is Dr. Pat Basile, world-renowned behavioral psychologist. And we're here with a very special episode today entitled Imagine Epic Peace. And Dr. Pat and I and our team, we got the inspiration for this show because it's December 8th. And 42 years ago today, John Lennon was murdered, gunned down right in front of the Dakota Apartments where he lived in New York. And he was gunned down in front of his wife, Yoko Ono. And this was a man who dared to imagine peace.
Yeah.
And so for everyone who's lost a loved one, that's what our show is about. And we will be taking calls from listeners. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. And even though John was no longer a member of the Beatles, a few years ago, I remember Paul McCartney was being interviewed. And the question to him was, did the Beatles have a message? And I want to modify that message, because what the Beatles and John Lennon taught us is that the energy of life flows within you, without you, because with a little help from your friends, in the end, all you need is love.
Mm. You know, as many times, you know, people that lived during that era and that generation, and if you've even close to live during that generation, whenever a band breaks up, and let's just say that, whenever a band breaks up, every one of us has our own sort of heartbreak. We have a heartbreak. Now, somebody asked me not too long ago, is there any bands you know of didn't break up? Of course, the Rolling Stones. They're like, okay, Rolling Stones. All right, they didn't break up. How could you break up with Mick Jagger? Nobody can break up with Mick Jagger. Christina Aguilera, what's his name? Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera dance like, what is that? Moves like Mick Jagger. Everybody's like Mick Jagger. But it was a different time, and they were different people. You know, the people in the Beatles, when you look at the crossroads, Paul McCartney, right, Ringo, and you go across, George Harrison, please, hello, best guitar song ever. But when you looked at that time, each of them was going through their own evolution and revolution. Hence, did you get that, Jacob? Revolution, that album. but they were going through that. They were going through that internally. And from the get-go, that's who they were. And you see, people don't know that. They just saw them with the haircuts and the Beatles and all that. The hardest thing for me was when I interviewed Yoko Ono, and I don't know if we have the clips for it for today, but
I hope we do.
She took the rap. I don't know if Jessica pulled those for Jacob or we even have them, but she took the rap for, she carried the burden for everything that went wrong in the people's eyes with the Beatles. But when you think back, nothing really went wrong. The music that they produced on an ongoing basis. What do you think, Mark?
I agree with that. I recently saw the special, the Get Back series, and I watched all 8 hours of it. And it was the Beatles doing the album that we now know as Let It Be. And there were arguments and there was conflict, but the conflict was part of the collaborative and creative process. And it was just simply amazing to see this. And I'm glad that you brought up Yoko Ono because, you know, look at Meghan Markle. A lot of people are saying she's the Yoko Ono of the British royal family. John and Harry are like being punished for who they loved.
Yeah.
And, you know, because Yoko Ono, she was Japanese. Oh, how could John? He could have anyone. Why would he get her? Because that's who he loved. And how many of us get into relationships that family and friends don't approve of because we may see in that person something nobody else does? And so this show brings up a lot of these issues, and, you know, we'll be making connections with the other side. So we're looking forward to people calling in. But, you know, John and Yoko, John died at age 40. He'd be 82 today. But he is an example of so many different kinds of things. He lost his mother at a young age, and his father had abandoned him. So here we have a boy from a broken home. And then he meets another boy who lost his mother, Paul McCartney. They're teenagers. They start writing songs together. And it's just amazing how he is so many things to so many different people. And also you can tell the sign of a genius. Like, the Beatles weren't my generation. This was before my time. But I remember when I discovered their music, I was in junior high school, and it was a summer day, and it was raining outside. And all of a sudden there was this movie on in the afternoon called The Yellow Submarine. And I'm watching it and I'm like, wow, this music's really cool. And I got hooked. I got hooked. And I remember I went to the record store, I saved up my money, and I bought the Sgt. Pepper's album because it had that really cool album cover. And that just started everything. And when you mentioned George Harrison, I don't know if I ever told my George Harrison story. Years later, I was going to Oxford, and I knew that George lived in Oxfordshire. So I'm like, okay, so that's got to be around here somewhere, you know? So I started asking, and this girl named Kathleen and this other guy named Mark, we found out that he lived in a city called Henley-on-the-Thames, which is basically the Beverly Hills of Britain.
It's where right, exactly.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And so we get there, and he lived in a place called Friar Park. And we're asking about it. Like, oh, yes, it's down the street. So we walk up to this place and it says Friar Park, and there's a gate. And I'm looking at this house and I'm like, this house, it's this George Harrison lives here. Then I realized this was a gatehouse, and the wall went like a mile that way and a mile there. So we found the main gatehouse. And so, Dr. Pat, we go up to it, and there's this sign, and it has all the flags, British flags at the top. And it says, private property, no admittance. And about halfway down the American flag, it says, get your ass out of here. And there's this big button on the gate with a speaker. So I press the button, and Kathleen's like, what are you doing? They go, hello, who are you? And I said, we're here to see George. And they go, and who might you be? Eric Clapton. They go, you're not Eric Clapton. I go, yes, I am. They go, oh, no, y'all not now. Go away. And so then I press the button again. They go, are you still here? And I said, well, we just want to meet George. He's not home now. Go away and piss off. And I mean, it was hilarious because it was almost like a scene out of Monty Python.
Yeah.
And so then I'm climbing this tree. You know, this is probably why they had so much security. And I remember seeing his home. It was absolutely breathtaking.
Right.
It was 88. It's an 88 room estate right out of the Victorian era. And there's this huge pirate flag flying over it. Now, I realized later on that's when he was producing the movie Yellowbeard, which is a pirate spoof. But anyway, so there's my George Harrison story.
But I love these stories. I love them because they remind us of times in our lives. And that's why today's show is a call-in show. Allison, CJ, Ellen, we're going to get you that. We're going to get right on here. We're going to take a short break and come back, because I think each of us in our lives, in our own way, we've had to find our own version of peace. Now, I did grow up in that generation, and I grew up with the stepmama, who was very young. I tried to calculate this the other day. I tried to calculate how much older was my stepmama from me, because my dad was a dirty old man. And so, look, if he talks to you, don't let him in. I'm just trying to say that he back then, men, especially from my culture, young woman. But she was feisty. She believed in peace, but she also believed in strength. You know, she believed in nonviolence, but she also believed in standing up for it. And I'm telling you, as us young girls, we got drugged out in our little dresses, walking and marching and doing whatever we needed to do. But it was that time that I grew up. It was a time to have a voice. There were no digital things. There was no like, let's text a march. Is this what they do now? Let's have a movement. Oh, let's get a text. No, you can't Zoom a movement.
Or no, you got to be there.
You got to be at the movement. Yeah. And that changed the landscape of history. The Beatles were part of that. Yoko Ono changed the landscape.
Yes, she did.
She brought an element of peace in, was hated for it, but she brought it in. And today's show is to honor everybody that's listening and the people that call in, Mark. They have to honor the peace within, yes, despite being in a world that may not demonstrate it. Jacob, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to hit up the phones. We'll get right to you. This is our live call-in show. Pretty soon, we're going to be telling you about some other cool stuff we're doing. You're listening to The Psychic and the Doc. He's the psychic.
She's the doc.
We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to see what the heck is going to go on here. Let's take a short break, Jacob. We'll be right back.
Mark Anthony, author of The Afterlife Frequency. But don't expect a dry treatise. This book educates, entertains, and reads like a juicy novel.
Joining us today is psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't think there's another person on the planet anywhere who shares this guy's resume.
He's been on Coast to Coast, the radio show with me for years. He's a psychic lawyer, but he's the real deal.
This book also provides hope in coping with grief, crime, murder, PTSD, and survivor's guilt. Part of being human involves contact with spirits, whether it's through a medium, during a dream, a deathbed vision, or a near-death experience. All these types of interdimensional communication occur when the energy of the human soul aligns with the afterlife frequency. The afterlife frequency teaches you my four-step raft technique. Recognize spirit contact, accept it as real, feel it without fear, and trust the message.
Everybody, welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. Allison, CJ, Ellen. Hey, we didn't tell you, if you call in, you actually have to sing a couple bars of one of the Beatles songs. We didn't say that, did we?
No, we didn't, but you have to. Or at least give us the title of
At least give us a. Before we go to the phones, real quick, tell people how they can find out about you, Mark, and tell them about your book and like all the places you're going.
Absolutely. My book is The Afterlife Frequency. Please visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com. I got a bunch of events coming up, and Rocky has been booking me on tours throughout the U.S. for 2023. I invite everyone to sign up for my newsletter. You can find out about a reading. And my books, The Afterlife Frequency, Never Letting Go, and Evidence of Eternity, are recommended by hospices and grief counselors worldwide. These are the gifts. If you're facing the rest of your life without a loved one, or you know somebody who is, I'm honored how my books have brought comfort to so many people around the world. Mm-hmm. And you can find out about that by visiting afterlifefrequency.com. So, Dr. Pat, understand we have some callers that are going to
get at it.
We're going to Beatles songs.
I know we're going to get rolling here. Jacob, who do you want to bring on here? Give us your first one.
We got CJ calling from Houston. Hi there, CJ.
I'm trying to fix my microphone right now. Hi, CJ.
Hello?
Welcome. Can you hear me okay? Hello.
Yes,
how are you?
I can hear you.
Hey, how can we help you? Want me to connect you here with my friend Mark?
Hey, CJ. All right.
Mark.
Who do you want to talk to, CJ?
I wanted to try and connect with my dad on the other side. I haven't heard from him in a while.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Okay,
here we go.
Hold on.
Here we go.
There All right. Go. You've got three people coming through, two women and a man, but we're just going to do mini readings because we want to get to as many people as possible. And male coming through. He's talking about what's with you in vegetables, particularly asparagus. Do you like it? Do you dislike it? Because he's holding up a can of Green Giant asparagus. What's going on with you in asparagus, CJ? Do you love it? Do you hate it? What's going on?
I don't eat it that much, but sometimes I eat it occasionally.
Oh, there's something going on with asparagus. Okay. Hold on. He's telling me, he's showing you like biting your nails a lot. Now that you don't have to admit to anything, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're biting your fingernails. What this could indicate is that you have a lot of tension, a lot of stress going on right now. And he said that the problem is you overthink. Yeah, you overthink everything and you're going in a loop. You're going in circles. You're going in circles. And he said that you have to stop second guessing yourself and you have to start trusting yourself more. And it's interesting because I know that you've called in several times over the past couple of months. And if memory serves me, this is a reoccurring theme in all the messages from spirits. You doubt yourself too much and that you have to start trusting yourself. He said that you are now a capable and competent woman who can make her own decisions. So I'll leave that with you. Dr. Pat, what's your take on this?
I want to ask you a question if you could. CJ, were you recently in the sand? Were you in the sand, someplace in the sand? You know, sand like the beach, the sand.
The sand.
Were you at the beach?
No, I haven't been to the beach recently.
But what's your relationship with the beach?
I really love the beach. I haven't been
like
since the summer, but yes, I really love the beach.
Love the beach. Good. Here's my interpretation. Do you know how asparagus grow? They grow in
how
sand.
It smells? Oh.
No, asparagus grow in sand. You cannot grow asparagus in the same soil you grow tomatoes. So here's what I want to say to you. This is how you're going to get rid of your stress. Are you ready? I bet you're all wondering. They're probably wondering, where the heck is this woman going now? You need to get your shoes off if you can. And you need to get yourself to the beach there because you have beaches there. And you need to take yourself a little walk in the sand.
Okay.
Did you hear me? Is that possible for you? Is that okay? Do you have a friend or somebody can go with you?
Yeah, my mom can go with me.
Okay. Here's why I'm saying it. I play a sport, and my coach was the national champion of Ghana, Africa. And his name was Sam. Whenever I needed to prepare before a tournament, I still do this now. Whenever I needed to prepare for a tournament, he didn't put me in the gym. He took me to the beach. I took my shoes. And I got to tell you, sister, here's the thing. When you're on the East Coast, he didn't care if it was winter and the beach had snow. But he'd go to the beach and I would take my shoes off and I'd walk barefoot in the sand. And I want you to do that. Can you do that? And while you're walking with your mom, I want you to think about all the things you're grateful for. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you thinking I'm a little weird tonight? You could say it. It's okay.
No.
You know, Dr. No. Pat, I'm really glad. Hold on, CJ. Dr. Pat, I'm really glad that you brought up sand and asparagus, because the other thought I'm having is, CJ, once you get off the line with us, you need to do an internet search for the health benefits of asparagus.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, because when spirits, and I've been doing this long enough, when they give me a message about a particular vegetable or food, that usually means there's something about it. But I really like what Dr. Pat is saying, because I didn't know asparagus grows in sand. So thank you, Dr. Pat. And also, walking on the beach is a good way to the nail biting and the tension of getting rid of that. Yeah, so you can let your natural thought processes flow. And that's going to be real important for you.
And you're going to spend it with your mom. Okay. Now, CJ, I'm telling you, you don't have to go very long. Okay. You do not have to go long. And I know where you live. It may be a little bit chilly. Wait for a sunny day and just feel your feet in the sand. Okay. Don't hurt yourself or anything. But if you can do it safely, just take a moment for yourself. Okay. CJ, thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for calling in.
I got to go do some of that for me now.
I know.
I got the sand right up there. I could go to Edmonds, right, Jacob? I could go right down there.
I know that's good advice for a lot of people when you're keyed up, because I mean, we're in the holiday season, and I've heard Christmas referred to as stressmas. Well, think about it. You know,
did you make that together up? No, I believe you.
No, you know where I got that? I got that when from The Sopranos, where Tony was meeting with his psychiatrist and he was talking, oh, Christmas. And she goes, well, people call it stressmas. And I remember watching that going,
oh my God, it's so funny.
That's true. Well, you get family together and all this. And then there's the stress with the money and the presents and all that. But taking some time to connect with nature. In fact, I was thinking about that. I was talking about that with someone today about the benefit of just getting your hands in the dirt, you know, doing some gardening.
Exactly,
planting.
Right?
It is so therapeutic. Right. Yeah. Right.
I mean, it is. Now, look, I'm not going to be telling everybody go walk in the sand, especially if you're calling me from Queens or something. But if you are calling me from Queens, I'm from the Bronx, and there is sand in the Bronx. And I think there might be sand in Queens, but I don't know. Jacob, who do you want to go to next?
Yeah, next we've got Ellen calling in from Queens. Hi there, Ellen.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
Hi. Hello, guys.
Hey.
I can't go to the
house. Queens
oh, my God. I can't believe it. So happy.
I can't understand. It's too loud and distorted.
Yeah,
are you on speakerphone?
No.
Are you on
a speakerphone? Or, Jacob, maybe you need to turn it down a bit.
Oh,
Ellen,
go ahead,
try again. No, you're good. Oh, I love this. How are you, Ellen?
Ellen, you need to talk so we can hear you. Go ahead.
How are you?
Okay.
One, all right, Ellen, say your name three times. I can't.
Yeah, Jacob, can you help Ellen? We're going to go to a quick break. Can you put Ellen on hold and have her either turn the radio off behind her?
Yeah, no problem.
And then help her out, and then let's come back. Let's say, hey, 1-800-930-2819. I have got a card and a message for people today, and I will tell you that we have heard you guys loud and clear. Mark, myself, I don't even think Jacob knows this. Mark, myself, Rocky, Linda, Jessica, we all got together. And we're planning something special. As we move forward in 2023, we're planning something special for you all. When the 4 o'clock show starts Pacific, it will be right to the phones. We may say hi to each other. Jacob, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
I'm Mark Anthony, author of The Afterlife Frequency. but don't expect a dry treatise. This book educates, entertains, and reads like a juicy novel.
Joining us today is psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't think there's another person on the planet anywhere who shares this guy's resume.
He's been on Coast to Coast, the radio show with me for years. He's a psychic lawyer, but he's the real deal.
This book also provides hope in coping with grief, crime, murder, PTSD, and survivor's guilt. Part of being human involves contact with spirits, whether it's through a medium, during a dream, a deathbed vision, or a near-death experience. All these types of interdimensional communication occur when the energy of the human soul aligns with the afterlife frequency. The afterlife frequency teaches you my four-step raft technique. Recognize spirit contact, accept it as real, feel it without fear, and trust the message.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Anybody out there, a dermatologist, call us. I need your help. I need some advice. Now, you didn't call in. You need to be the doctor. You call in and you got to talk to us because I need some dermatology advice here with something. 1-800-930-2819. Mark, sorry. You know, Mark and I actually, we actually have like lives, like grocery store, you know, just stuff. We're like regular people, believe it or not. And a lot of times we don't think to call each other like you all call in. And so I just said to Mark, hey, call me, maybe. Jacob, what, do we have Ellen?
Yeah, we've got Ellen right back here with us.
Hi. Oh, hello, guys. All right. Thank you for having me.
You sound great, Ellen.
I was just wondering.
Are you going to sing the Beatles song?
Oh, yep. Thank you. Yeah.
Are you going to sing the Beatles song?
The Night Before. I love that song. I love the old Beatles songs. The Night Before.
Oh.
You want me to sing?
You're going to give us a couple of bars from it? You're going to. Well, I don't want to make you, but if you want to.
La 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 la. The Night Before. That's it. That song. You all know.
All right. You got it. You're in that. You know, I love you. Thank you for doing that. I remember what. I got like a big old smile on my face. But let me turn you over to Mark, dear. Mark, can you?
All right, Ellen, how can I help you?
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hi, Mark. Thank you. I'm just wondering. Well, I've been trying to reach my guardian angel, but they're not returning my phone calls. So I'm just wondering what's up with all my guardian angels and spirituality. Like, I've always been pretty spiritual, and I just was wondering what's going on in my, you know, with my ancestors and my parents and grandmother, everybody who passed away.
All right, here we go.
Ellen, hold on.
You're going to get it now.
Okay, you got to realize you can't just give me a Santa Claus wish, and I want to talk to this one and this one and this one. That's what a one-on-one reading is for, okay? But let me open up to frequency and see who wants to come through. And I'm getting a male energy. Hold on. And do me a favor, Ellen. Wait till I say, does that make sense? And the reason I say that, try not to interrupt me when I'm working with a spirit, because that can cause me to lose the connection. So wait till I say, do you recognize that or does that make sense? I'm not yelling at you. I'm instructing. Okay. And so I lost them. So I got to get them back now. Okay. All right, male energy coming through. And the first thing that I'm getting is this massive pain in my head. And it's in both temples, but specifically at the top of his head. And I'm feeling this woozy sensation, dizziness, and I'm getting tingles and shocks throughout my body. This is an indication there could have been seizures, convulsions. This may be some neurological condition. This could be a stroke or some other type of neurological condition, but I'm getting this massive pressure in my head. This gentleman looks like he was middle-aged to late middle-aged, so he could have been late, like between 58 and 63, and that's what he appears to be. And it also appears that this came out of the blue. This hit him pretty quickly. So I don't get that he was laying in bed for a long time sick. I'm getting that this hit him like a ton of bricks. Do you recognize this person? Now you can respond. Are you there?
Female who died, Ellen?
I guess we lost Ellen.
Yeah. Oh, hello? Hi, that might be the best way, but it was not like that.
How does that...
Yeah, it wasn't like that with my dad, though. He died of colon cancer, my dad.
This is not your dad. Yeah. Is there a gentleman connected to you that may have died either from brain tumor or a stroke? Okay.
All right.
And who's that relationship? Don't give me his name, just the relationship.
Oh, I don't think I know anybody who died of a stroke or anything like that. Da.
Okay. May I, Mark?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So, Ellen, can I tell you a little bit about a stroke? And then you kind of, I want you to lean into this and see who shows up for you. Okay. I had family pass, not really classifying as a stroke, not really right. You see where I'm going? But what happened, it was something with their head or something with their nervous system, you see, right? Because anytime you have something like that, there's something that happens. So when I think about a stroke, the minute Mark said it, I thought about one of my uncles who had a disfigurement, who had a speech impediment from an event. Anybody like that, you know?
Right.
And it could be brain cancer,
too.
Oh, God,
all my aunts and uncles passed away years ago, so... My ex-husband's brother-in-law did pass away from a stroke a couple of years ago, but my relatives have been gone for like 30, 40 years.
That's okay. We're good.
Don't worry about it.
We got it, Ellen. Hold on. We got it. Perfect. Go ahead, Mark.
All right, Ellen, who was it that passed away from the stroke? It was a brother-in-law or something?
Yes, my ex-husband's brother-in-law.
Your ex-husband's brother-in-law.
Ago.
Okay. All right. Ellen. I know you're excited, but let's let the spirit come through. All right. Hold on. And this is interesting. He keeps talking about you with lemon and tea. Lemon and tea and lemongrass and tea. Are you doing anything? I mean, most people use lemons, but I'm tasting a lot of lemon and I'm tasting a lot of tea. Is there anything that you're doing with an herbal tea or lemons?
Oh, not really, but my son is drinking a lot of tea and he likes Asian food with lemongrass in it and he's been sleeping a lot and I'm a little worried about him. He's my son.
All right. Hold on. That would be a yes. Okay, because the spirit's coming through. And you got to realize, I know you want to talk to a whole slew of people, but spirits are never alone, and they're patched into what I call the collective consciousness. And so this gentleman is currently the spokesperson for your collective. And if your son is eating a lot of Asian food with lemongrass and drinking a lot of tea, then that's how they're identifying him. All right. Also, they're telling me that actually they're saying that he's doing better than you might think. But do you know if he has been feeling a lot very tired or sluggish lately? And don't give me a huge dissertation. Just try to keep it down to 10 words or less in your response.
Yeah. Sure.
Because there's a reason for that. Okay. All right. So what they're telling me is that one of the reasons he's gravitating toward the lemongrass, the tea, and is because his body is like calling out for immunoboosters. He's deficient in, they're telling me, in vitamin D3, in vitamin A, in vitamin K, in vitamin C. There's also an issue going on with him in protein. Now, when messages like this come through, Dr. Pat and I are not medical doctors. This is medical intuitive information being transmitted to me from a spirit. So you need to consult with, or your son needs to consult with his healthcare provider. But the thing is, something is going on with him, which is wearing down his immune system. And that's why he's so sluggish and tired. All right. Now, what they're talking about with you is they're saying that you're like on the opposite end of the spectrum and you're going at full throttle. And they're also telling me that your heart rate seems to be above average. Like it's like that. So something's going on with you where you've got to get your cardiovascular system checked. Now, don't panic. This doesn't mean, oh, my God, you're going to get a heart attack.
Right.
This is what I call spirit intervention. So they're coming through to let you know that you have to be very careful and get your cardiovascular system checked. Now, your other question was, why aren't my angels and all that coming through? They are, but you're blocking them because you've got this frenetic energy that you're projecting and you're like, well, why aren't they coming through? Why aren't they coming through? I want them. And that's what I call the no syndrome. My book, The Afterlife Frequency, explains about the no syndrome and how to avoid it. So you have the potential to be connected, but there's a lot going on in your life. You got this frenetic energy, you're concerned for your son, and without meaning to, you're creating a barrier. Dr. Pat, what's your take?
Yes, Ellen, thank you so much. Thank you for your patience. Ellen, I have a couple of questions. I'm going to make it quick. What was your son's relationship to this, your ex's who passed? What was your son's relationship to that man?
Oh, to my ex-husband?
You said that your ex's, your ex brother-in-law passed away.
Brother-in-law?
Right?
Oh yeah, a couple of years ago.
What was it, Mark?
Mm-hmm. We didn't get to see them very often because they live in South Jersey.
Oh, I know. I lived in Jersey. South Jersey is like another country. I want to just say this. Here's what I think is going on. It is right. Here's what I think is going on with your son, if I might say. I love Asian food. I play a sport with a lot of Asian people. They feed me a lot. I had to ask them to please give me soy that's gluten-free. Does your son have a gluten intolerance?
Nothing I'm aware of.
Okay. Here's what happens. I love Asian food, but I can't do the gluten. And gluten and starch together, so rice and gluten, I'm out. I'm napping. I'm not even doing the show. I'm going to have to take a nap.
It's
and
like
this
eating
will
turkey,
slow
man,
him down.
Right?
You see what
like
I mean?
Having turkey.
It is bingo. Now, for you, Ellen, I know what it's like to go with 200 guns. Trust me. Mark will tell you. I know what it's like. But did you hear me what I said to the other caller? I told the other caller, please walk in the beach. I'm going to do that for myself. If I can't go to the beach right away, I'm going to take my shoes off tomorrow. I'm going to go walk in my backyard. Because if you walk in nature barefoot, I'm not telling you to do this because I don't know where you live. But when I walk in my backyard, I have to walk slowly. I live in the Pacific Northwest, and I should send you the pictures of all of the pine. They're not even branches. I got like 50-foot pine tree that from the storm came down. So what I'm trying to say to you is try to break whatever the habit is of your daily routine. I'm not telling you to meditate. I'm not sure that's going to be it. But do something where you have to be mindful of every step you take. Does that make sense, Ellen?
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
Jacob.
It does. Yes, thank you.
If you can do that, then what I want you to do is I don't want you to ask for your angels. I want you to thank them. I want you to walk on dirt and say, thank you, Uriel. Thank you, Gabriel. I don't know which ones you talked to, but just thank them, okay?
Oh, yeah, I just thanked them the other day. I always feel grateful because I feel like I've been spared a lot of things from my angels.
I get that. You know what I get about you, and I love this, Ellen? They are watching over you. You know what I love about your energy, if I'm going to end with this? You and I have the optimism of fireflies. Sometimes we have to look at our optimism and just have a moment to get in touch with our hearts. But you are an upbeat sister from Queens. Ellen, thank you so much for calling in.
I appreciate it so much. I love it.
Thank you.
To talk to you. Thank you. Take care.
I love it. Say hi to Queens for me. Get me a bagel. Thank you. Okay, Jacob, where do we want to go?
Yeah, next up, we've got Susan calling in from California. Hi there, Susan.
Hello.
California dreaming. Hey, Susan.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. You're live.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I always get a little upbeat when I do this show. I love talking to all of you all.
How can I help you today? I just wondered if there was any messages from my loved one this time of year. I get pretty sad missing everyone. Mm.
Oh, boy, do I know that. Okay, just hold on for one second. Would you, Mark's going to speak? Just give him a chance. All right.
Here, sure. Susan, I'm really glad that you called in, and I'm glad that you said that, because the holidays, it isn't a Hallmark movie. We all kind of wish it was. And the reason we get so sad is because we remember all the people that we loved who aren't here. But we have to realize that they're still connected to us. So let's see who will communicate. Okay, I'm getting a female energy coming through, and she feels like she's on the generational level above you, which could be a parent, could be an aunt, could be an older friend. And what I'm getting with her is I get the sense that prior to passing, she may have been very heavily sedated, possibly even comatose, because I get the sense of her being, it looks like she was asleep, unconscious, non-responsive for some time prior to passing. Now, by some time, that doesn't necessarily mean a couple of weeks. It could have been, a day or two. But I'm getting that. I'm also getting, I feel very cold. Now, by feeling cold, maybe it was as chilly, the weather where she was. But generally, when I get this cold sensation, this indicates circulation issues. So this woman was having circulation issues. Now I'm feeling my feet and my hands are icy cold. So she had a lot of circulatory problems, and I'm getting a feeling of fluid buildup in the chest. This could be congestive heart failure, could be pneumonia, could be, because they all have a very similar sensation. I want to hold position there. Does this make any sense to you?
Makes
you recognize
me feel like
this
it's
person,
my mom.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
I kind of feel what I said on the parent level. Now, she keeps, this is interesting. She's going right to my forehead, like the third eye chakra. Do you meditate? Was your mom very spiritual or did she meditate? But I'm getting this whole third eye yoga chakra thing. Your mom seems kind of cool. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
In what way?
Mom.
In what way does that make sense?
For my mom, spiritual, and I always seek the spiritual insights.
Perfect. Now, let's see what message she has for you. It's just so funny. First off, there's nothing funny about your mom being, not being in this world, but your mom is funny as a spirit. You know what she said? I know this is going to sound really weird, but she says, she's saying to you, she wants you to start watching a bunch of comedies, a bunch of goofy movies. She said she doesn't want you going through the holiday season feeling down. It's like rent or go to the library, get the DVD, or however, you do movies. She wants you watching, she said, watch all those stupid comedies that we used to love. Like all these ridiculous romantic comedies. She keeps saying this. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, she was a sweetheart. Yeah.
Right, but do those type of movies make sense to you? Is that something you... Right, right. Okay, and now I'm tasting, those cinnamon candies that they're kind of red hot. Does cinnamon or cinnamon red hots make sense to you in any way? In what way do those make sense?
When I was little, I liked those a
lot. How do they make sense to you?
When I was a little girl, okay, that's the
that's what's called verifiable fact following a message. When a spirit comes through and gives us advice and explanation, and your mom knows, obviously, that you're going through depression and the holidays, and
she's saying,
you can sit there and be miserable. Well, you got to turn up your volume because we're broadcasting at full power. Basically, your mom said you can sit there and be miserable, or you can watch a lot of goofy comedies to snap yourself out of that. That's the advice and explanation. And then, Susan, when the spirit follows that up with an objectively verifiable fact, those cinnamon red hots, which your mom knows you liked when you were a kid, the verifiable fact of the cinnamon red hots is how the spirit's letting you and I know that we've properly received and interpreted the message. And I'm going to go a little bit further now because the cinnamon's really resonating. Cinnamon is a Christmas flavor. It's an autumn Christmas flavor. But there's something else about cinnamon that you need to get some cinnamon, something real cinnamon-y. Now, I'm not telling you to go like do a major sugar fix, but you need to get something with some cinnamon into your diet. Now, I do know that cinnamon is especially good at lowering blood sugar levels. So this could also be a, hey, Susan, let's be on the lookout for doing too much sugar. And instead, let's do some, maybe get some toast and put some butter and cinnamon on it. But there's a whole cinnamon recommendation coming through. Dr. Pat?
Okay.
Yeah, I want to just piggyback off that. First of all, cinnamon, it's more than just a thing. There, if you go online, they now are acknowledging powerful medicinal properties of cinnamon. Cultures, you know, my friends from India, this is like an everyday thing, but there's something about it. So I want to just ask you, how are you feeling? Tell me how you're feeling. How's your body feel today?
I have trouble with my gut.
Bingo. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Okay. Okay. I'm not a medical doctor, not a medical show. I'm just going to say a few things to you. That kind of trouble with the gut, you do want to get it checked. You also want to check what you're putting in your gut. You said that just like Linda. That's Linda says, okay, whatever. And the reason I want to say that is because cinnamon will help. Cinnamon will help.
Okay.
You know,
appreciate that.
It sounds like there's something going on in there. And you really need to pay attention to that for some strange reason. That just came up for me, right? I don't know when you say you have problems with your gut, right? Don't let it linger.
A lot of time in the bathroom.
You got to call.
Yeah. Oh,
that's all I want. That is exactly. Okay. So here's what I'm going to say to you. Ready?
Yeah.
Have you called your doctor?
No.
Okay. Sister, from these lips to your ears, I'm not a doctor, but I'm like a person. Tomorrow, what will you be doing tomorrow?
Here's a hint. You're making an appointment with your doctor to talk about your gut.
I'll make
please get it checked out. Please.
I will.
Okay, please. Please. You got to take care of yourself. That's why all this is coming up.
Yeah,
cinnamon is one of those antioxidants, but it's not going to help you with this. Okay.
And Dr. Pat, you're as a psychologist, where do a lot of people manifest their stress physically?
Yeah, there's no question about it. As a matter of fact, I just did a short interview about this 2 days ago, and we're going to be talking more about it because here's what happens. You ready? This is the punchline to all of this. We have so normalized stress. We have so normalized our stomachs being out of whack that we don't even admit that our stomachs are out of whack. You know, I said this to somebody the other day. I'm sitting next to Uncle Bob, and I'm looking at Bob, and I said, Bob, you are now burping Bob. What the heck is wrong with you? I mean, go sit over there. You're going to sit. The man is so much stress in his stomach. Yeah, please promise me you're going to take better self-care. Please. I know you're not doing the best with self-care, yeah. Right? Tell me I'm right.
Yeah.
Am I right? Okay. Is there, call a doctor. You got me?
Yeah.
Okay. Please. Okay. Thank you.
Sounds
thank
good.
You so much. Wow. Please. Please.
Oh, thank you guys.
And I'm going to come to California.
You know, and Susan, I'm going to recommend my first book to you. Listen to me. Never Letting Go. Never Letting Go is a guide on the journey through grief. And, you know, my book's Evidence of Eternity and the Afterlife Frequency definitely help people with grief. But for you, I think that Never Letting Go is going to help this time of year a lot. So okay. I'm just going to make that recommendation. But definitely what Dr. Pat said, please make an appointment because you shouldn't be suffering. Yeah. And it could be a very easy fix. Mm-hmm. So help, you know.
I know it's hard.
I got the Aladdin lamp in the background there. Okay, I don't know if you can see me on camera. People ask me about that. And I put it there because it reminds me of something very important. When, we all know about Aladdin finding the lamp and having the wishes. When you're healthy, you have 1,000 wishes. But when you're sick, you have 1 wish. Mm. And that's why I have that, to always remind me of that. Wow. So health is going to be your gift to yourself this holiday season. And that's why Never Letting Go will help. It'll give you the mental peace, but your physical health also, please take care of that.
Mm. All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, baby. Thank you both so much.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you.
What sweet energy today. I love it. This is a message I'm going to give out to everybody. Mark and I think we even put some language on the video. We are special. We specialize in our own areas, right?
Right.
Each of us. But we've been through a lot in life. My own healing journey, it was a 10-year one, people. And I will tell you, I now know that if you are spending time in the bathroom or your head hurts 6 hours a day, try to find some help. Reach out to a doctor, go to a clinic. You know, if you don't have health care, find a way to get there. I can't emphasize that enough going into the holiday. We have not been able to quantify. Hello, the numbers are coming out. They are so not correct yet of the past 3 years. We haven't even touched the surface of what people have been holding in, of what children have been holding in, Mark. Do you know? This is the first year. Let's not forget, hello, right? This is the first year. People like are going to be like together, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, people still need to be careful, too.
Yeah.
I saw on the news, they said there's an alarming upswing in the flu and COVID. And it's like,
three people close to me. But here's the thing. Our white elephant was canceled. We thought we were going to get together. Whatever it is, we can find that peace within.
Yes.
If you can't find it within and you need to schedule time for Mark, they go to your website. Tell people what they can do for the holidays.
Sure. My website is afterlifefrequency.com, just like my book, The Afterlife Frequency. And my books are the ideal gift for someone facing not just the holidays, but the rest of their lives without a loved one. And they explain that we have one life and it is eternal. And that I have found brings so much comfort because, you know, Dr. Pat, what you and I both know is the greatest fear is that when somebody we love dies, that person is just disintegrated into nothingness. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. And the books that I write, particularly The Afterlife Frequency, explain in a rational, scientific manner the basis for the afterlife and spirit communication. And so I want to leave us with peace is a great gift, inner peace, world peace, peace in your family, because that's what John Lennon asked us to imagine was peace. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you. I want to take a minute, thank Jacob and anybody else that's helping out answering the phones. This is really an incredible team of people. We promise to all of you, we are going to continue with the show as we go into 2023. We've got a lot of great things planned. Mark is out there again. I soon will be out there again myself. We've teased each other about doing some kind of live event together. The spirits, the planets will align and it will all work out. But from all of us to all of you, please know we so adore you. We so want you to have the best life you can possibly have. And yes, we do have a little fun. And I got to tell you, that advice you gave about watching the funny movies, I have even started that. I laughed so hard the other day on this old school funny Melissa McCarthy. I'll tell you, I peed my pants. Let's leave everybody with that. We'll see you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to The Psychic in the Dock with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Dock. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.